WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download that free local news app today. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners will soon consider two proposals for the use of the county's opioid settlement money. Speaking to commissioners this week, Berrien County Health Officer said the county is to receive about $8 million in the next 16 years as a result of a national settlement with the makers of opioids. The county has, for the past year, been studying how to use the dollars to combat opioid abuse and issued a request for proposals to local groups late last year. Miller said that six proposals came in.
So we received six applications. Two of them were selected for award. I have to say we saw some remarkable applications. The whole purpose of the review committee, too, was to give good feedback back to those applications because we pointed out a few things like, hey, you need to work on this area here. Hey, if you're citing a partnership, make sure you're including a letter of recommendation or a letter of reference from that organization. I think there's a lot of proposals that we'll see again.
The two proposals being advanced to the County Commission are from the First Church of God and the Sacred Heart Rehabilitation Center. The First Church of God is planning to introduce transitional housing for those being released from jail. The program would include a variety of support services. Sacred Heart is proposing the creation of a therapist position and peer recovery coaches for those who are struggling. Miller said the proposals will go to commissioners. The next step is the establishment of an opioid oversight committee to review how the county's opioid dollars are being used. St. Joseph High School principal Greg Blomgren is moving on to a new position. He's been hired to serve as the superintendent at Dowagiac Union Schools. The Dowagiac Union Schools Board of Education announced this week it's offered the job to Blomgren, conditional on a site visit and contract negotiations. In a message to the district, St. Joe Public Schools says that Blomgren will begin the new role at the end of this school year. It goes on to say, quote, Blomgren is well prepared to assume the responsibilities of a superintendency. Being able to fulfill this position in Dowagiac, the community in which Blomgren currently resides and in which he previously taught and coached, is a natural fit and return home for him. In a letter to the district, Blomgren says, quote, thank you for allowing me to guide and lead the best students and parent community I could have asked for over the last 8 years as principal. The search for his replacement will now begin. The U.S. House has approved legislation intended to keep the private data of Americans secure. Speaking on the House floor this week, Congressman Tim Walberg said the Protecting Americans Data from Foreign Adversaries Act is a follow-up to the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act.
This is a common-sense measure that piggybacks off our efforts to decouple TikTok from the Chinese Communist Party and protect our national security. Our foreign adversaries should not have access to our most sensitive data, allowing so risks manipulation and espionage.
And Wahlberg says that more is coming.
We'll continue to work towards comprehensive data privacy protections and especially protections for kids and teens online.
Wahlberg says the new bill contains specific protections for members of military and minors. Sensitive data, as defined in the bill, includes social security numbers, financial account numbers, biometric information, genetic information, precise geolocation information, and emails or text messages. The bill would be enforced by the FTC. A factory in Niles has closed. National Standard has operated in the community for 117 years, and it shut down for good today. Employees of the factory on Lake Street were told this morning the plant's closing, while the night shift employees found out via social media and texts from coworkers. Employees report there had been signs that something was going on, with a shift being cut and machinery being shipped elsewhere recently. National Standard makes wire. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has some questions for Drain Commissioner Christopher Quatrin about a drainage project in Bridgman. At a meeting this week, Commissioner Terry Freeling said the Finance Committee was concerned about the cost associated with the Tanner Creek drain.
I know that we really don't have control per se on the expenses, but I did want to have a conversation with the Drain Commissioner because we've had conversations about another drain within the city limits that is $600,000 right now. And the engineering costs of those three drains are $400,000. So we're looking at $1 million within the city of Bridgman.
County Administrator Brian Doucette said Quatrin was unavailable for this week's meeting, but he'll be asked to the next meeting to provide year-to-date spending and records for the past 5 years covering legal and construction costs for the drain. Commissioner John Hinkleman said the county commission does not control costs, but, quote, a conversation needs to be had. Congressman Bill Huizenga is welcoming House passage of a $1.2 trillion spending bill to keep the government open through September and prevent a shutdown. The bill passed today. In a statement, Huizenga says, quote, it was important to pass this legislation to end Nancy Pelosi's spending priorities, deliver the largest troop pay raise in more than 20 years, and increase the manpower, technology, and resources that are needed to improve our border security. However, he adds that if Republicans had stuck together, he believes they could have gotten a better deal. Huizenga says the package approved today includes a support for Israel, reduces IRS funding by $20 billion, claws back $6 billion in unused COVID funds, prevents critical race theory from being taught in the military, and ensures only the American flag is flown over U.S. diplomatic facilities. He says, however, if Republicans are going to accomplish anything in Washington, they need to stick together. The Lincoln Township Public Library is preparing to launch a new legal service for residents. Library Director Joelle Wake tells us it's all thanks to an $81,000 grant from Michigan Legal Help. The library will be able to set up a mobile legal self-help stations around the county and kiosks at the library. So what kinds of things can people find assistance with?
Housing. So if you have issues with a lease, honestly, I've heard that people said you could do a full divorce with using the forms that they have on there. Criminal cases won't obviously be, you're not going to be using this website for, but for simple forms that you want to bring to the court, they're very accessible on there. They're easy to understand.
Wake says it's not unheard of for libraries to offer these kinds of services.
Michigan Legal Help, they had a round last year for grants, and I know Van Buren District Library and Pawpaw, they worked on getting a grant together to get something similar.
The library has also obtained a van to travel around the community offering legal help. Wake says they could partner with social service groups and other libraries to hold events. The staff is being trained now in the use of the kiosks and the Michigan Legal Help website, and the new program is expected to launch May 1st. And Silver Harbor Brewing in St. Joseph is planning a give-back night to help raise money for the new playground at Silver Beach County Park. Berrien County Parks Department says the event will be next Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. As part of the Drink It Forward give-back night for the Silver Beach Playground Project, Silver Harbor will donate 10% of all proceeds to the playground effort. That includes proceeds from food, drink, and even DoorDash orders. The Berrien County Parks Department's raising funds to reach a $1.2 million goal for new playground equipment. It's already got an $850,000 state grant and is at $927,000 total right now, or 74% of the way to the goal. The hope is to have a new playground structure at the park in time for next summer. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. Russian state media is reporting a shooting followed by an explosion that occurred at a concert hall Friday night in Moscow. It's a major concert and event hall in the city. At least three people dressed in camouflage are said to have burst into the ground floor of the hall and opened fire with automatic weapons. Here's ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge with details.
Multiple Russian officials are calling this a terrorist attack. Now, it looks at this stage like one of the worst terror attacks in the last few years in the entire of Russia. I mean, this is a major complex with a concert ongoing. We know a Russian rock band was performing at the time. What we can say at this moment in time is that gunmen entered that complex within the last few hours with automatic weapons. They opened fire. You can see the concert hall now ablaze. This is a developing situation right now. The incident is not over by any means.
In the UK, Princess Catherine has been diagnosed with cancer. The princess saying in a video she is in the early stages of preventative chemotherapy treatment, which she started in late February. The princess said tests following her abdominal surgery in January revealed the cancer, and that at the time of her surgery, doctors thought her condition was non-cancerous. More from ABC's Maggie Rooley outside of Buckingham Palace.
This is shocking. We have been following this story for weeks now. We've seen this global concern for her health, but it really feels as almost no one felt that this was the diagnosis, a cancer diagnosis for Princess Catherine. I think right now people do have a lot of questions. People ask Kensington Palace what kind of cancer, what stage of cancer. Right now they are saying this is a private matter and it's going to stay that way.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, has disclosed she has cancer but hasn't said what kind. In a video announcement today, she revealed that she's undergoing chemotherapy but did not give further details of her treatment. Kate had successful surgery in January, and at the time, officials said her condition was not cancerous, but tests done later found the cancer. Kensington Palace said no details about her cancer or her treatment would be released, saying she has a right to medical privacy. After successful surgery, chemotherapy is often used to help kill any stray cancer cells and to prevent the cancer from coming back. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid growing concerns and tensions about the war in Gaza and the humanitarian situation. He spoke to reporters before boarding his plane back to Washington. More from Karen Travers.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said his meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu focused on three key issues: humanitarian assistance for Gaza, a potential Israeli military operation into Rafah, and hostage negotiations. On the talks to free hostages, Blinken said progress has been made.
Closing gaps, but almost by definition, when you get down to the last items, they tend to be the hardest. So there's still a lot of work to be done.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The House has approved a $1.2 trillion package of federal spending bills just a few hours before funding for some key federal agencies is set to expire. The bill passed today by a vote of 286 to 134. It now moves to the Senate, where leadership hopes for a final vote later tonight. Lawmakers could still miss the midnight deadline for funding the government, as action in the Senate could take time, but the practical impact in the near term would be minimal. With most federal workers off duty over the weekend, many government services funded through earlier legislation, a shutdown would mostly pass without incident unless matters dragged on into Monday. A Pew Research Center survey of Americans has found that among U.S. adults nationwide, a majority feel that Israel has valid reasons for fighting Hamas. More from ABC's Ike Giochi.
The poll says about 58% of American adults say Israel's reasons for fighting Hamas are valid, but how Israel carries out its response to the October 7th attack receives a more mixed evaluation. About 4 in 10 adults say Israel's conduct of the war has been acceptable, and 34% say it's been unacceptable. The poll also looked at opinions among Jewish and Muslim U.S. adults, finding that a large amount of those respondents feel that hearing or reading news about the war makes them afraid. Ike Giochi, ABC News, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is at risk of being ousted. Hard-right Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has filed a motion to vacate during a House vote on the $1.2 trillion package to keep the government open. Green says it's a warning to the Louisiana lawmaker. It's the same political dynamic that removed the last Republican speaker, Kevin McCarthy, months ago. McCarthy's was the first such ouster of a speaker after far-right conservatives revolted over his compromise with Democrats to prevent a federal government shutdown. The House is scheduled to leave town for a spring recess. It's doubtful any vote on Johnson's removal is imminent. Johnson's spokesperson said he's focused on governing. And former President Donald Trump, against a Monday deadline to pay his nearly $500 million bond in the civil fraud trial, an acquisition company has now approved a merger with Trump's social media company, Truth Social, possibly giving Trump a lifeline. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
He does own a large share of Truth Social, which will now begin as soon as next week as a publicly traded company. Right now, the share price is about $40 a share, and that could give Trump's stake a value of about $3 billion. So that's good news for him as he faces a cash crunch in his campaign and as he faces all of these legal entanglements.